is the Urban Christian News Podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top 10 stories you need to know about this week. First, according to BCNN1, gospel artist Kirk Franklin has revealed the heartbreaking news that his sister has been sentenced to prison for 30 years. Writing on Instagram, Franklin said, "My sister was just sentenced to 30 years in prison. I now feel the weight of wondering if I could have done more." It is not known the charges on which his sister was jailed, but the award-winning artist has previously been open about her struggles with the drug addiction. Second, according to CBS6, a ministry worker with the Richmond, Virginia City Sheriff's Office has been arrested and charged with sex crimes. Sources confirm 29-year-old Matthew Eli Mellerson is a deputy and also the chaplain at the Richmond Justice Center. A grand jury indicted him on 6 counts of carnal knowledge of an inmate and 2 counts of sexually abusing an inmate. Third, according to the Christian Post, Pope Francis affirmed that only one kind of family is legitimate in God's eyes, the kind headed by a married man and woman. In unscripted comments at the Vatican to the Forum of the Family, Pope Francis said, "It is painful to say this today. People speak of varied families, of various kinds of family, but the family as man and woman in the image of God is the only one." Fourth, according to the Associated Press, facing rising outrage from some Republicans as well as Democrats over the forced separation of migrant children and their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Donald Trump dug in Monday, again falsely blaming Democrats and declaring he would keep the U.S. from becoming a migrant camp. Trump detoured from planned remarks on U.S. space policy to defend his administration's policies. He said, "I say it's very strongly the Democrats' fault. The U.S. will not be a migrant camp and it will not be a refugee holding facility, not on my watch." Fifth, according to the Christian Post, newly elected Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer has urged evangelicals to humble themselves and apologize to women who have been hurt by sexual abuse and other injustices. In a post on his website, Greer wrote, "We are sorry and we should have heard you before now. We know our deafness has added to your suffering. For many, that suffering was direct, as it put you in unsafe or abusive contexts. For others, that suffering was indirect, as we allowed a toxic culture to grow up in our churches, one in which you were not as safe and valued as you should have been. You deserved better." The megachurch leader admitted that the apology is late, but said it is better late than never. Sixth, according to Religion News Service, on June 19th and 20th, Religion Publishing will be doing something it's never tried before. A conference titled Publishing in Color will convene. It is designed specifically for writers of color, helping them network with editors and agents as they learn to navigate the publishing process. The conference is the brainchild of Brian Allain, who also founded the Writing for Your Life conferences. Representing at the conference will be HarperCollins Christian, including both Zondervan and Thomas Nelson, Howard Books from Simon & Schuster, Penguin Random House's Waterbrook Multnomah imprint, Tyndale Baker Books, Loyola Press, and others. Seventh, according to the New York Post, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said on Monday that Congress could end the practice of separating children from their parents at the border if lawmakers give President Donald Trump his wall and new immigration legislation. Speaking on Monday, Sessions said, "We do not want to separate parents from their children. If we build the wall, if we pass legislation to end the lawlessness, we won't face these terrible choices." He said the practice of separating children from their parents is a result of Trump's actions to end the lawlessness at our southern border. Eighth, according to the Associated Press, a study released on Monday revealed that there are over 1 billion firearms in the world today, including 857 million in civilian hands, with American men and women being the dominant owners. The small arms surface has 393 million of the civilian held firearms. 46% are in the US, which is more than those held by civilians in the other top 25 countries combined. The report also revealed that American civilians buy an average of 14 million new firearms every year. Ninth, according to The Hill, former President Barack Obama has been privately meeting with possible 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. He has reportedly held one-on-one sessions with at least 9 candidates in his D.C. office over the past few months, including former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Obama's office declined to comment, but one individual with knowledge of the meeting said, "The president was generous with his time and advice, and he was excited to talk about the future." 10th and lastly, according to WKRN, Dr. Valerie Augustus, a psychiatrist with Christian Psychiatry Services in Memphis, is accused of striking at least 10 patients with whips and or riding crops. A report from the Tennessee Department of Health alleges that she used a riding crop on a patient. Investigators added that Augustus also made contact with other mental health patients with the riding crop, a whip, or other objects, and compared her patients to mules. The board has suspended her medical license for no less than 60 days. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.